ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden may be visiting Baltimore this week as work continues on the cleanup of the Key Bridge, a fourth Navy crane arriving today. Crews are cutting up the bridge piece by piece so that parts can be lifted out of the harbor. In California, a lot of fast food workers will be getting a raise beginning today.
Workers will get a $4 increase from $16 an hour to $20 in the Golden State. The new law only affects fast food chains with at least 60 locations nationwide, but some small business owners are feeling the pressure to compete by raising wages for their own employees.
ABC's Allison Kosick in L.A. The annual Easter egg roll begins shortly. It's rainy and cold to start the day at the White House. Nearly 40,000 people are expected to brave the weather and show up. Could be a much worse day weather-wise for millions of others. A major storm that started off in California is moving into parts of the Great Plains and Midwest today. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed 40 bills Friday. Evers is rejecting proposals that covered everything from tax cuts to lowering qualifications for local school superintendents. Meanwhile, the governor signed 16 bills into law, including new rules for urgent care centers and new fees for public records from local governments. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Muhammad of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX, The Eagle in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomorrow's election for La Crosse School Board will be a bit of an oddity considering that there are three seats available but only two candidates appearing on the ballot. That's because seven people have registered as write-ins, meaning that there are nine total candidates for three spots on the school board. Tim Elberts and Adam Manka will be on ballots tomorrow, while Jim Banuski, Kathy Blanchard, Jeremiah Galvin, Kevin Lee, Amber Peterson, Mike Richmond, and Jake Williams will be eligible write-in candidates. Two people are hurt after a crash in Vernon County on Friday. The sheriff's office said a 34-year-old man and 67-year-old woman were driving in vehicles heading in opposite directions on County Road F near Ontario when they collided. The 34-year-old man's vehicle had crossed the center line, and the 67-year-old woman tried to avoid a crash. Both drivers were taken to Gunderson Hospital in Hillsboro, and the 34-year-old man was then taken to UW Hospital in Madison. A service dog in one of the vehicles was not hurt in the crash, which is being investigated.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a three-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a three-game suspension. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning. A few sprinkles possible in the afternoon with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Christina Laurie has The Uplift, stories about some of the uplifting people she writes about in our daily newsletter.
News talk for Homan, on Alaska, and of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. How to be a better grandparent. So, you know, since I'm, of that age, and, Calvin, it's kind of frightening, man. grandparent. You know, your grandparents still around?
I have my grandpa on my mom's side, and then my dad's stepmom is still alive.
Yeah, well, you still got grandparents around. How? Yep. So as a young boy, did you enjoy being around your grandparents?
Oh, for sure. Definitely have good memories with my grandparents.
So what was different about your grandparents than your parents? You're old enough now that you can kind of...
Yeah, well, definitely the grandparents that I spent the most time with. I don't know. They had different toys and stuff at their house, like that kind of thing.
Easier rules and those kind of things.
Oh, for sure. And I always got to see usually my cousin was over there at my grandma's house. So it was like a party every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, man, it's a different world. You know, grandparents, we are caught sometimes between a rock and a hard place. There's a reason why they have classes on how to be a better grandparent. You know, grandparents, you know, we're better with grandchildren than we were with our own children. And grandparents, you kind of, it seems like you get a second kick at the cat because there is no, you know, manual when you begin to raise children. There are some books, but there are some books that you can read, but nothing that is more important than experience. And so as parents, you know, when we begin to raise our own children, we made many mistakes along the way. And you know, our parents raised us. And so we saw that, and we wanted to make some adjustments to the way our parents raised us with our children. And sometimes it didn't always work out the right way. And our relationship sometimes with our children are strained because things change. Times change in life. life changes and all these things change. So the way we raise our children, not acceptable today, you know, because the world has changed. There's more information out. And so even though we thought what we did was right, in many instances, it wouldn't be acceptable in today's reality. So you need to know how to be a better grandparent. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's go to the phone lines and, you know, I hate, this is a bad analogy, Calvin, but from the horse's mouth, Grandma Jama, from Racine. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. This is Grandma Jama. That's my...
Oh, okay, Grandma Jama. Okay, Grandma Jama.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that was given by one of the young kids. I think I'm 71 years old. So my grandma, Big Mama, like, you know, that generation.
Yeah, that's my generation. Go ahead.
Okay, so I listen to you. I know who you are. It's just, you know, a certain level of just respect, I think, that, like, at my grandma's house, Big Mom's house, and just that generation, it was kind of about respect in a sense. And then, like, I have a son. I have, you know, several grandkids, and I try to always, when they're around me, like, you know, from the beginning, just that level of respect as far as for the elder, just life in general, like, you know, like one of them, when I took them up, it's like, in daycare, no spitting, no biting, no fighting. We're going to have a peaceful day. Okay. I always try to instill that when I was around. And I think that's what's kind of missing children, because just with the things that this younger generations have been through with, like, you know, school shootings, hearing about them, even that hurt, that certain thing, just the emotional calmness with respect of life that you can instill in children, it's work. And I come from a generation where, like I said, we were taught kind of respect the elders, you know, not, you know, whatever. And you know, I don't know, I remember everybody saying, oh, like, you know, the video games is going to be bad, technology is going to be bad. And I'm an old school hippie, like I like to say myself. It took a long time to even get with Siri, the smart, you know, whole thing of it. But the reality is everyone's become so self-centered in a sense. And grandparents are so young themselves nowadays. So I think people like me need to come out of the woodworks, my generation, and just speak more about what's going on. It's a matter of teaching love and respect.
So let me ask you, where are the guardrails? And let me tell you what I'm talking about. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So, you know, we watch our children raise their children. And sometimes we say, well, that's not right. Okay. That's not right. And so where do we draw the line? Do we have a right? Because that's not our child. That's our grandchild. So if we are watching our children raise their children, how do we intercede? And how far do we go? Because it can create animosity that can last a lifetime. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Where is our place? And that's why when we're talking about there needs to be, you know, and there are grandparenting classes, because you were watching maybe what we think is a mistake in our child rearing our grandchild, and we want, so how do you intercede?
You know, I truly believe that in the 80s, when, like, kids were kind of given rights and more parents' rights were, you know, kind of taken away, and, you know, even if you lost, you got a trophy, the whole thing of something changed. And my son's like 48, I was blame the generation, you know. Something changed where we stopped being able to discipline our kids, you know, and I'm not talking about child abuse,
right.
I'm talking about just regular discipline. So parents were afraid to say, Susie, don't do that, because if you say it in the store, someone's going to look at you and say, oh my God, look at her yelling at the child. And so we did, we became really afraid, I think, to actually, I mean, what you did at home, like when you get home, that was different, you know what I'm saying? But our rights were taken away, so we become like maybe just shell shocked. But I'm the type that I'm gonna go ahead and get out there, and yeah, people are gonna say I'm outspoken, but this is just my truth and my reality. I'm going to always try to be respectful. I'm going to try to, you know, do the right thing. Sometimes it's hard. I've been in trouble before in my life. I'm not a saint. But yet the younger generations, it's really up to us. But because of laws, we only have so much power.
When you say try to do the right thing, so your child is raising their child, and they believe they're doing the right thing. You and I look at it, and we see that that's not what should be happening. Do we have a right to intercede?
I think we do, because no matter what, that is still our child. And
it's not our child. You mean the parent? The parent is our child.
The grandparents of the child. I'm saying,
right,
the person that we're looking at saying possibly that, oh wow, they're doing, you know. But no matter what, that is still our child. Like my son, he was still my son. So his kids, I think if I see him doing something, I'm going to say something about it, whether he agrees with me or not. Because no matter what, that is still my child too, to try to mold and try to help on this journey through life, in a sense. And a lot of us get frustrated, and my grandkids, they're, you know, we've gotten frustrated. But it's still our responsibility as the elder generations, the grandparents that we, you know, that hold a line that's flowing through us, to still make an effort, even though it might not work, even though they might, you know, if you don't want to cause animosity, you have to do it in a certain way. But if you see something really that, you got to say something, though.
Hey, Grandma Jama, thank you very much for the call. You know, you kind of pointed out just where I wanted to go. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Now, she said, 48 years old, that's still her son. And he's an adult. You know, my children, my sons are 46, 45, or somewhere around there. Somewhere around there. They're men. They're my sons. But they're 45-year-old men. And so decisions that they make, you know, I have to respect that. And so part of what I'm trying to get at is, you know, grandparents see things and you want to change it, but do we really have a right to? You know, that grandchild is not our child. And so what parents do in raising their own children, certainly we have an opinion on it. But how far do we go with that? 844-967-2789. It's why they have these classes, training. And so parents can take these classes on the internet, or grandparents, on just how and where your place is. I'm really surprised that I'm not getting more phone calls, because I know there are grandparents in the audience. As a matter of fact, the majority of the audience are grandparents. And so, you know, there's some other things that, you know, I'm going to drill down a little deeper on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. How to be a better grandparent on the Earl Ingram Show on a Motown Monday.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on a Motown Monday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, where are the parameters as a grandparent? You know, there are parameters. And so where are they? And being a grandparent. Number one, child safety is paramount. When I had babies in the 1980s, we put them in cribs on their stomachs, advised that this would prevent infants from choking on their own spit. Now, I remember that's how my sons were. My wife would lay them on their stomachs. That's the way grandparents did us. And so, you know, that was acceptable during that time, but later on research reversed that thinking. Babies who sleep on their tummies are at a higher risk for sudden infant death syndrome. Speaking of the crib, no more bumpers, blankets, or toys. Also, smothering risk allowed in there, just a bottom sheet. Now, again, that's not the way it was with us. All babies were laid on their stomachs and in their cribs were everything. But after the research has been done, that's not acceptable today. Now, we're grandparents. We don't know that. We haven't read any of the latest research because our children have long since been grown. So when you have our grandchildren, we've got to be cognizant of that, and that's why this grandparent training is important. Here's another one. Respect your kids. Try to remember it's not your child. Repeat, it's not your child. Unless you believe your grandchild is in real danger, keep your mouth shut. That's pretty harsh. It's pretty harsh, but it'll create peace between, you know, your daughter-in-law and you if, you know, you aren't so quick to give advice to her. Now, again, try to remember it's not your child. It's not your child. Unless you believe your grandchild is in real danger, keep your mouth shut. That's a hard, harsh reality. But anybody who's been in an environment or a situation where your grandmother and your son is married to your granddaughter and there are grandchildren, that's a real hard pill as a grandma to swallow because she's looking at her grandchild and she's full of advice. And there's a way to give that advice to your granddaughter that will be palatable. And it takes, I think, a lot of skill to be able to pull that off. I've seen families destroyed. And many of you in the listening audience have seen it as well, because people have not been able to bridge that kind of communication gap. Now listen to this. If we come to a point, and we will come to a point, where we really see this before our eyes, and we really want to say and do the right thing, and we don't mean any harm as grandparents. We love our grandchildren, and we want our grandchildren to have great lives. And, hey, listen, we do have wisdom on our sides. And so you got to really be careful with the things we say and how we say them. 844-967-2789 is the number. Look, I know this is a subject that is clearly one that impacts and affects everybody who's a grandparent. And so I don't want people to feel guilty. That's not my purpose. That's not the purpose for this conversation. You can go to AARP and it is where I got this, how to be a better grandparent. You know, if we are going to continue and the roles that we play, grandparenting is as important, almost not quite as important as the parent. But I can tell you the fact that grandparents can change the trajectory of the lives of grandchildren and is undebatable. You know, I wasn't fortunate enough to know my grandfathers. Never met them. I didn't know my mother's grandmother. I was fortunate and blessed enough to have my father's grandmother around till she was in her mid-50s. So I didn't have a lot of experience with grandparents, but I knew people who did have them. And I saw the value of having that wisdom and the importance of that. And so, you know, as a grandparent, very, very valuable person in the development of any child. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, as a grandparent, we kind of make sure that we don't create any hostility in rearing, and not rearing, but supporting the raising of our grandchildren. Unless you are raising the child yourself, because today that's a reality. There's a large percentage of grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. And if it was not for those grandparents raising their grandchildren, I don't know, we'd be in a whole lot worse situation than we are in now. No question about it. 844-967-2789, Monday, Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about volunteerism. The importance of that. 844-967-2789. Up next, news, weather, and sports on 540 AM WARK and Civic Media.
Come close to me. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is reportedly taking a job with a data security business. Those reports say Gallagher is joining the firm Palantir, which focuses on national and international security. One of Gallagher's main causes was concerns about the security risks posed by the social media app TikTok. Gallagher leaves Congress on the 19th. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin is taking part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Experts say kids are getting more active again since the pandemic.
Our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX, the Eagle in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomorrow's election for La Crosse School Board will be a bit of an oddity considering that there are three seats available but only two candidates appearing on the ballot. That's because seven people have registered as write-ins, meaning that there are nine total candidates for three spots on the school board. Tim Elberts and Adam Manka will be on ballots tomorrow, while Jim Banuski, Kathy Blanchard, Jeremiah Galvin, Kevin Lee, Amber Peterson, Mike Richmond, and Jake Williams will be eligible write-in candidates. Voters in DeSoto, Mauston, Sparta, and Westby are among the school districts deciding on operational referendum in tomorrow's election. The districts are seeking additional money to help pay for services, staff, and building maintenance. Nearly 100 districts statewide are seeking money in a referendum this spring, with 92 questions placed on ballots in over 80 districts tomorrow. Nearly a quarter of all school districts in Wisconsin placed a referendum question on the ballot either in the spring primary or tomorrow's spring election, with more districts considering going to referendum this fall.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. There's trouble in paradise, but the good news is that 62-year-old Tom Cruise is available again, ladies. His Russian socialite girlfriend, Elsina Karova, 25 years his junior, says she is ending the relationship. The news comes just a month after a publicity stunt announced their courtship to the world, which is definitely legit because Cruise does all his own stunts. Karova is in the process of divorcing her diamond-dealing Russian oligarch husband. Translation? She told Cruise to get a second job or they were done. The hips really do tell the truth. And now there is proof. Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore gave pop star Shakira's famous hips a polygraph test to see if they do or do not, in fact, lie. Get it? The gag was part of a cold open on The Tonight Show. Fallon and Barrymore monitored the results as the pop star shook her famous hips, which they concluded were not lying. Shakira felt vindicated and breathed a sigh of relief because polygraphs aren't always accurate, and she was looking at life without parole. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwamba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning. A few sprinkles possible in the afternoon with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
A boy's born in hot time, Mississippi, surrounded by for what that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to going strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to, this Friday is one of my favorite times of the year. I have been a part of the special ed prom in Milwaukee for the last 10 years. And you know, I do a lot of volunteering. I've been volunteering basically my entire life. And the things that you gather or garner and the benefits that you receive from volunteering, money could never buy. And I learned that at a very young age, and I've lived my entire life as a volunteer and as a servant. And I will tell you, all of us have the ability and to volunteer and to make a difference in somebody else's life. I think if people really understood that volunteering is not just, you know, what you do for somebody else and what it does for those people that you support and help, but it's what it does for you. And the difference it makes in your life. And so I'm a lifelong volunteer, always have been, and will be until the day I die. There's so many surprising benefits from doing that. I'm going to talk a little bit about it now. So this Friday, at my alma mater, Washington High School, once I leave this radio station, I will wind up at the high school. And I will be there from 11 o'clock until 10 that evening as we prepare for this whimsical once-a-year prom for special needs people. And so what we'll do is we'll transform the cafeteria into a wonderland, depending on what the theme is going to be. There are props that special ed teachers and students have been working on for months. And so these young people will come, and not just young, but people of all ages will come to the school, and they'll be dressed up, and, you know, many of them in wheelchairs, many of them with Down syndrome, many of them, you know, blind, many of them deaf. You know, and so many of them who people look at in many other instances as disabled. And so the society looks at them as being disabled. But what we don't understand as a society is we look at their bodies and we think that, oh, there's something wrong with them. What I've learned in my 10 years of volunteering with the special ed prom is that it's beneath their broken bodies. They're just like anybody else. And they don't want your sympathy and pity. They just want to be normal. Because they see themselves, if it's not for us, the so-called, you know, people who are, you know, whole, then they wouldn't be feeling the way that they feel. So I've learned so much in my 10 years of volunteering for the special ed prom. I remember when I was, you know, volunteering my time at the schools and prom would roll around and special ed students would have to go to the regular prom, and you see them at the prom, and they would be sitting in the corner because, you know, they felt so out of place because they weren't normal. The society said, you're not normal. And it was so heartbreaking to see them in that manner. But with the special ed prom, man, that same person who is now amongst people just like themselves blossom, and you see the spirit in their eyes, and you see the excitement because finally they feel normal because they're around people like themselves, and the so-called, you know, normal people aren't around to make them feel bad. So we're going to have this great prom, you know, a 7-course catered meal, a dance. You know, we have people who come and help make the young ladies up, their makeup, their hair. They come prom dresses and all of those different things. And I'm telling you, my heart is always full for that 10 hours or so that I volunteer at the special ed prom. Now, you don't have to volunteer at the special ed prom. There's so many different aspects of volunteering that will fulfill your life. Now, maybe your children are no longer with you. Now, maybe they're gone. Maybe you're lonely and you can't find things. Maybe you don't have a lot of friends. Volunteering will change all of that. You can enrich your life every day by volunteering your time. Maybe you don't have a lot of money, right? Maybe you struggle daily with things. Hey, volunteer. You'll find people just like you. You'll find people who don't think that you're a failure because you don't have things. And your life will be enriched. 844-967-2789. Listen, if you volunteer in any way, shape, or form, I'd love to hear it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know I'm not the only person that volunteers. And I know that I'm not the only person who understands the value of that. Because there are too many entities that are going right now because of volunteers in the hospitals, in the churches, in daycares. But for those of you who do that, 844-967-2789, you know, help me carry that message because the world needs more volunteers. We can't fix what's wrong with our society unless people are willing to step up and help make those changes. Let's go to Bob from Wisconsin. Good morning to you, Bob. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. And I'm just completing my work this morning. I pick up meals from the gathering. And I distributed them on the street of the west side of Milwaukee.
Let me ask you, why do you do that?
When I put a warm meal in someone's hands, I feel there, but by the grace of God, go I.
You know, Bob. You don't need letters behind your name to do that, do you? You don't need a PhD. You don't need a master's degree. You don't need a bachelor's degree. You don't need to be Christian, Muslim, or Jewish to serve, right? So how long have you been doing that?
Well, I connected with the gathering in 2012 as an inside volunteer. Now I'm the mission chairman at Central United Methodist Church.
So,
and I spend about 14 hours a week doing this.
So let me ask you, you're not getting paid, right?
No, it cost me money.
So listen, so here's what people don't understand. A lot of times people think that, you know, we have to get paid to do these things. But if the bottom line was that you would get paid for doing it, would it change the way you are doing things now?
I don't think so. But if there were pay involved, there'd be more structure involved in what I'm doing. But I'm always short meals. I never have enough meals. I called this morning after I distributed five to see if there were any more meals, because I had driven, there were 10 people that were looking for meals from me that I wasn't able to feed.
So listen, so there are people who still don't believe, Bob, that there are people out there who are hungry.
They're out here, Earl, and I challenge the people like the Milwaukee Brave, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Milwaukee Bucks, that have got these beautiful arenas, homes. We've got so many homeless here in Milwaukee that we need to spend money on homelessness and feeding people, and that's where it all starts. We can build from there. We can offer people health care and things like that, but first we need to get them fed and housed.
Hey, Bob, man, bless you. Keep up the good work. And let me ask you, do you get anything out of what you do?
It's all in the heart. I don't get paid.
I'm saying, clearly it's not monetary what you receive. But what you receive, money couldn't buy.
Correct. Money could not buy what I got this morning.
Bob, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. No more volunteers in the audience? I'm a bit surprised. 844-967-2789. What type of volunteer work do you do? And for those of you who don't, I'm trying to open the door to you, to something that will change your life forever, your perspective on life. 844-967-2789, volunteering and its surprising benefits on a Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday, 844-967-2789.
It's like a haystack needle.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
All right. Yeah, you're all I need to get by. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Talking about volunteering. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'll tell you something. I'm the luckiest man in the world. And do I enjoy doing radio? I enjoy doing radio. I do. I enjoy it. But I love volunteering. I have so many tentacles and connections to people. You know, when I finally expire, they may not be able to have a place big enough for the people who will come and pay their respects, because I've been engaged and involved with people all over and people who serve. Look, I'm a servant. I'm proud to be a servant. Man, if you only knew how it felt, you know, I'm not going to die with a lot of money. They're not going to fight over the money that Earl Ingram left. I'm going to leave a life of service. And everybody has the ability to do that. You don't have to be any special person to do it. So many in need. So many. And sometimes all they're in need of is a kind word. Stop a moment. You know, I do this. I see people, I speak to them. I don't care where it is. It's rare that a soul walks past me that I don't say, hello, how are you doing? It doesn't cost me anything. Another fellow soul moving through this life, and I don't know why it's so hard for people to do those. I'm thankful that I was born with that kind of a spirit. But you can do the same thing. There's so many volunteer opportunities in the schools, in the churches, you know, in nonprofit organizations. I mean, for 20 years, I helped impact the lives of tens of thousands of children and their families with my football league. All of those years. You know, and on and on and on. I'm still doing that. I've done that since I was a boy. And man, I'm high all the time. Not off of things. You know, there was a time in my life when I, you know, got high in a different manner, Calvin. But I know I've stopped that so long ago. I wake up in the morning high because I know I'm going to make an impact on somebody's life. If it's nothing more than a kind word. Volunteer. Do something to help somebody else. And man, you'll have eternal peace. You will. You'll find happiness. You know, if I look at my, you know, savings account, that's enough for me. It's not anything extraordinary. But I don't care how many numbers are there. That's not going to be the thing that's going to make me happy. Man, when I leave here in a few minutes, I do know that I'm going to run across somebody who needs a kind word and uplifting. Doesn't cost me anything. And I'll be volunteering my time, making somebody else's life better. I'm really surprised that I didn't get many phone calls on volunteering. I mean, I know so many people who volunteer because I see them. And maybe people don't want to talk about it. But I don't know why. You're doing great work. Anytime you're giving your time to make somebody else's life better, you know, what more can you do? All of us are called to do something along the way in this lifetime to impact somebody else. Some of us do it more often than others. But I'm telling you from the perspective of somebody who does it, not what it does for somebody else, but what it does for me. So I'm imploring you, type in volunteer opportunities. You're never too late to get involved in volunteering and volunteer efforts. Trust me, you will never turn back once you make the first step. All right, got to wrap it up. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Up next, Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air, and Greg Bach. You know, volunteer. Make a difference in somebody's life, and you'll never regret it. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring
with the Eagle.
Eagle 1490 WLCX.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now, I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Soaring high above La Crosse.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More help is on the way to Baltimore as workers begin dismantling the collapsed Francis Scott Key.